Granny's, Emma. I believe that's Irene.
I know his Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, yesterday, while the old fellows were still in bed, convalescing from their entrapment in the old mine, Lum suddenly tried to jump out of bed and get to the telephone to make what he said was an extremely important phone call. Dick Huddleston, however, was able to restrain it. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows still at Abner's house. However, they're feeling better today and are sitting up in the parlor. Lum has taken a position near the phone to carry on his important work. Listen.
Now, Lum, can't I just have one of them pillars? I'm getting tired sitting in this hard rocker.
No, I need all of them, Abner. Can't reach the phone unless I'm sitting up high enough. You know good and well I'm too weak to stand up to the phone.
Well, I'm weak too, Lum. I was in that mine just as long as you was.
You were? Oh, that's right, you were.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll give you a couple of these pillars quick as this phone call comes in. Things I hope we get hold of that Mr. Sutton this time.
Well, I do too. That's all you've been doing this morning is making phone calls. That telephone bill's going to scare me half to death.
Oh, well, don't worry about that. Quick as I get a hold of Mr. Sutton, you'll have plenty of money to pay phone bills and everything else.
And it don't look like you're ever going to get a hold of him. Every place he called, he ain't there no more.
Yeah, well, track him down, though. I ain't going to give up on this thing. Not when there's $2,500 staring me in the face. Wish you fellas had let me start calling yesterday when I wanted to.
Well, Lum, you weren't in no condition to get out of bed. You'd have fell right flat on your face. Just a lucky thing for you that Dick Huddleston was there to hold you in bed.
Well, I reckon he thought he was doing the right thing.
Of course he did. It was the right thing, too. When you reared up there and started getting excited, we all thought you was out of your head. Fact is, I think you was.
I weren't no such a thing.
Well, you sure look like it. I never seen such a stare.
Well, Granny, when a man all of a sudden recollects a... He make yourself $2,500 by just making a phone call. You don't expect him to just lay back on a pillar and read a bedtime story, do you?
Mom, do you actually think he'll give us that much money for our property up there in the mountains?
Well, he offered us that much, didn't he?
Well, yeah, but that was a couple of weeks ago. You told him then that you wouldn't sell.
Yeah, but I've changed my mind since then. I don't care how much silver or gold or whatever else it is in that land of ours. I don't want to have nothing more to do with it. Never going up there into that mine again as long as I live.
Amen. That's the first thing you said today that I agree with.
And you just think, $2,500 cash money.
Yeah.
You know the first thing I'm going to do when I get that money, Abner?
No, tell him.
I'm going right over and pre-post to Miss Emily.
Oh,
I'm
won't do that. You know it.
I am. I'm going to do it. Yep. When we were trapped down there in that mine, I said to myself, if I ever get out of there alive, that's the one thing I'm going to do.
I said I was going to eat everything I could see.
I resolved I weren't never going to lose out again on account of being bashful.
Well, I'd love to see you do it, Lum, but I know you from your past experience that you'll never get around to it.
That's all changed now, Ab. You're looking at the new Lum Eddards.
I don't... Huh?
Look at me, Abner.
Yeah, I am.
Can't you just tell I look different?
Well, you look different, all right, but... After living 2 weeks on a half a can of sardines, naturally you would. Don't worry, you'll fatten up again in no time at all.
I don't mean that. I mean the expression on my face.
You mean that sort of hungry look?
No. Well, I can see it ain't no use discussing these philosophic things with you.
Well, what day are you aiming on pre-posing?
Well, I don't know exactly. But I'll tell you this, I bound you I'll be married inside of a month.
Inside of a month?
I'll be a married man, yes, sir.
Told you are working fast.
That's the kind of a man I am, a man of action. I've always said that.
You look like you're sitting there on all them pillars, Elizabeth. Come on, huh? Man of action.
Yeah, I'll be out of here in a day or two, and then you watch me go.
I'd love to see you go right now.
Oh, Lightning Lum Eddards, they'll call me. I tell you, Abner, I done a heap of thinking whilst I was down there in that mine.
Yeah.
I can see now that time is too precious to waste even a minute of it.
How's that again now? Come over that again. I'll jump the track, I believe.
Well, that's too deep a subject to try to explain to you, Abner, but you just wait. Before long, I'll be Mr. Edwards. Or that is, Miss Emmeline will be Mrs. Edwards.
Well, how do you know she'll have you? You ain't even asked her yet, have you?
I know I ain't. I know she'll say yes.
You do, huh?
Oh, a man can tell them things.
Oh?
I could tell it in the tones of her voice whenever she called here a while ago. I could read it in that soup she sent over.
Read it in the soup? That wasn't alphabet soup, Mom. A chicken noodle.
I don't know what it was in alphabet.
Well, how'd you read it in there? Did she put a note in that bowl of soup for you?
No.
Come to think of it, it did taste a little bit like there's a paper in it of some kind.
It never done no such a thing. That's the best soup you ever ate in your whole life, and you know it.
Do I?
Of course you do. I could eat soup like that every day for the rest of my life, and that's what I'm aiming on doing, too.
Well, how come you never finished the one bowl you had of it then?
Well, because there's somebody at your door.
Yeah, I am. Come in! Hope it's Grandpap.
Oh, what a day.
Well, hello there, Cedric.
How you fellas feeling today? I see you're setting up now.
Yeah, we're feeling better, Cedric.
Doc Miller says we'll be up and around in no time at all.
Yeah, find yourself a chair. Sit down there, Cedric.
No, Mom, I got to race back to school. I just wanted to bring you the paper.
Paper?
Yes, Mom. Mr. Squire says there's an article in there about you fellas getting out of the mine.
There is? I told you. Let me see that, Cedric. Whereabouts is the article at?
Well, I don't know. I ain't had time to look for it myself yet. I got me another copy I'm going to read on my way over to the school. I'll see you fellas again.
Yeah, well, much obliged for bringing this over, Cedric.
Yes, Mom.
Don't get an article, ain't there?
Hurry up, let me see the paper.
Well, wait a minute. Let me find the article here first. I want to read it.
Well, look on the front page there. That's where it's bound to be.
That's where I'm looking.
What does it say?
There's a long, bitter fight predicted for a Pacific War. Authorities estimate 2 years after Germany's defeat will be required to beat Japan.
Well, that ain't about us.
Toby, is it going to take that long to whip them?
Well, sure it will. We're just getting started in that war. Yeah, we still got a lot of fighting to do there. Hurry up and find that article about us.
Yeah, well, let me see here. What's this in here? Today, after 3 years of war, Japan still holds her main defensive position. Let's see, Japan's war production...
Oh, you're back on that other article again.
I know it. Tactical unimpaired and in some cases has actually increased.
Abner, better let me have the paper. I'll find that article.
Well, wait a minute. I'll find it. It's Americans urge to maintain all-out support on home front until final...
Now, wait a minute. There's my call. Be quiet now. Hello? Yes, this is Long Mamie. Have you located Mr. Sutton?
I'd better keep fighting, right?
Nowhere at all in Hot Springs, huh? What's that? All right, try him in Little Rock, then. Yeah, hit the importance of finding Mamie. Yeah, I'll be right here at Abner's place. All right, Mamie, old girl. Goodbye.
Has he went to Little Rock now?
Well, they ain't sure, but they think so. Curious how that fella skips around.
Yeah.
Kind of suspicious, I'd say. Ain't you found that article about us yet?
Well, it ain't on the front page, I know that. Tells mostly how we can't have no let up after Germany's whooped and gotta stay on the job and keep buying war bonds and such as that till we get Japan licked, too.
Well, here, I better find it.
Well, go ahead, take it. Cedric must have brought us the wrong paper.
Not this week's paper. Have to be this one.
Oh.
Wait a minute, here it is. How in the world that thing will ever get over there?
What about?
Down to the bottom of the back page here. Somebody sure slipped up there.
Yeah, send it a paper backwards. Read it. See what it says. Hurry up.
Due to the heroic efforts of an old hound dog, 2 Pine Ridge men were recently rescued from a mine shaft in which they were trapped. The dog led R. Huddleston and C. Wee Hunt to the scene of the near tragedy where, after a day and a half of digging, the victims were freed.
Well, the men
trapped were Lum Edwards and Abner Parsons.
Abner Parsons? Who's he?
Well, that's just a mistake.
Okay, them newspapers never get my name right. I know there weren't nobody but you and me down there. Well, wait a minute. Don't even mention me there at all.
Yes, it does. It's got your name wrong, so.
Okay, I'm going to call up that dad blame newspaper and tell them what I think about
it. Well, don't do it now.
Abner Parsons.
I don't want the phone tied up. I'm expecting another long-distance call.
I don't care if you're armed. Come in.
Yeah, hidey.
Oh, well,
got a telegram for you, fellas.
Telegram? Who's it from, Grandpap?
I don't know. It's the second one I've delivered this year, though.
Well.
Sure keeps me hopping.
Hurry up, Abner. What does it say? I'm just dying to know.
Well, I'm too nervous to read it. Here, Lop, you take it.
Yeah, let me have it.
I just don't know what it is about a telegram, but they always get me jumping nervous of the rabbit's nose. What does it say, Lop?
Well, what do you know about that?
Well, what is it? What is it, Lop?
Listen to this. Arriving Pine Ridge Monday night. Don't sign anything or make a move until I get there. Signed, W.J. Chancellor.
Who in the world is W.J. Chancellor?
I don't know. Never heard of him in my whole life.